Good afternoon, guys.
Brian Smith, welcome to Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge?
Hey Celebrity, what's in your fridge? What you really want in your meteorologist is a friendly, reliable voice to deliver the most accurate weather information to you about 7 times a day. That's why today's celebrity in Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge? Is Storm Track 9 meteorologist Brian Smith.
I am ready. Good afternoon to you guys.
Yeah.
Good luck. The only thing I can say is that we are active and we have a 3-year-old.
Okay. Okay, so do I. His name is Alex. What do we ask for in our meteorologist, I dare ask you? What do we need from our meteorologist? We need reliability, and there's nothing more reliable than Brian Smith's fridge. If you want every major food group, if you want every reliable condiment, you want every reliable thing that would be in someone's fridge, you're getting it from meteorologist Brian Smith. We start, as we do each and every week, at the top shelf. Brian Smith, we see your love for cream.
Well, I work the morning show.
We have sour cream. We have two different coffee creamers. We even have what I say, there's argument among the staff here of Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge, but I'm saying there is a whipped cream on the top shelf as well.
I can agree with that. It's probably, yeah, it's a nice little bottle of whipped cream.
Okay.
I gotta have sweets.
It's all about sweets for you, huh?
Yeah.
I think that answer will help us understand a little bit more about his fridge as we move down the shelves and turn out.
That's right, and I think it's time to let that taco sauce go.
Why is that, Alex?
Because it's Southern Home brand taco sauce, and I'm afraid the brand Southern Home does not exist in the Chattanooga area anymore.
It said a good date until 2016.
Well, welcome to 2016, Brian. Your weather report's just a few days late. We go to the second shelf, and we see the first round of the spotting of the hummus. The first spotting of the hummus is on the second shelf. Why do you, Brian Smith, separate the hummuses the way that you do? Why do you have one on the second shelf and the bottom shelf? Why are you not bringing these two entities together?
That's a very good question. I think it's because of space. I'm going to go with that. Maybe I stuffed in one little thing of hummus and said, you know what? I just don't have room, so the other hummus has got to go on the bottom.
You are driving a wedge between the hummus people.
The hummi.
My theory, Brian Smith, is that you are an anti-hummi.
What do you prefer to dip in your hummus? What is your dip of choice, your dippy?
Ooh, that's a good question. Usually it's pretzels, of all things.
A pretzel man.
That is weird.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is the kind of things that you learn about the human species. When you dissect what's inside of it, you learn so much more about the person. You, sir, a renegade with the pretzels and the hummus.
That's right. I'm off the wall.
We go to the third shelf, and we are back at more cream, this time in the milk. We're going to the beverage department. You've got multiple beverages here. You've got an orange juice. You've got a low-fat milk. You've got, I'm guessing, knowing you the way that I know you, sweet tea and not just any tea, right?
It is a little bit of sweet tea.
It is a sweet tea. And then, the weirdest thing of all, in a Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge first, just have a beer. We have an open beer.
But you want to save some for later.
And of all beers, the weatherman, of course, chooses the beer with the sun on it.
With sunglasses.
And sunglasses, the shock top.
I can't believe it was actually left open in there. Okay.
You, of course, chose the shock top because it's got your favorite thing, sunshine, on the label, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
It's the same reason he chooses his buttery spread, Sunnyside buttery spread.
Great point, intern Alex. Great point. Our favorite part of the Hey Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge dissection each and every week is the condiments section. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to talk condiments.
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 Oh my goodness, everywhere condiments.
We got some big questions about the top here.
Yeah, this has been a problem for us for days.
At restaurants, I understand the colored bottle concept, okay? Because I don't know which one is mustard or ketchup. They're in bottles, so one is red and one is yellow. However, this is your own house. You know what the mustard is and the ketchup is, yet you have the restaurant colored bottles, and then as you go down the shelves, you have ketchup and mustard in their own bottles. What the hell are you doing?
Well, I think one of them is barbecue sauce. One of them probably is hot sauce. Then you have the regular ketchup that's in there. Then you probably have one that's an empty container of ketchup. We just haven't filled it back up yet. You put the regular ketchup bottle in there. It's probably my guess.
But for a man who is so short on time,
you're transferring condiments.
You're transferring condiments for no good reason.
That's a good point. Those have probably been stuck in there for a while, too. And by honesty, they're probably just nothing but crust on the bottom.
To go along with your whipped cream, we notice on the top of your condiment shelf, chocolate fudge.
Oh, well, yeah. There you go.
Dare I say, Brian Smith. There's a little fun happening in the Brian Smith household. May I guess as to what could be happening between you and the missus with the chocolate fudge and the whipped cream?
I can tell you this. We put our daughter to bed.
Yeah.
7:30 at night. Then it's just the two of us. Yeah. We take that chocolate fudge, we take that whipped cream, and we sit down and we have ice cream.
Okay. Delicious. As always. Then, of course, when I say reliability, we mentioned reliability earlier. What would be your guess of a very reliable choices of salad dressing, Alex? What would be the most reliable salad dressing choices?
Ranch, of course. Ranch.
Okay.
That's number one. Everyone's got that in there.
What else?
I probably got a little Thousand Island.
Maybe an Italian.
An Italian. A vinaigrette.
Yeah. Okay.
Of some sorts.
Well, I say you've hit 3 out of 3.
Oh.
Because ranch, Italian, and a vinaigrette all appear on the Brian Smith condiment shelf.
We don't splurge.
Yes. Again, reliability, the name of the game, and Brian Smith has it in spades.
Much like Michael Alfano's fridge. Wide selection of salad dressings, no lettuce.
But I will defend my case here. Ranch, using for buffalo wings that I like to cook. The vinaigrette is for what I like to use to grill with, because I'll put that on chicken and stuff. And then, what was the other one? Thousand Island? Was that the other one that was in there?
You have an Italian, I'm sorry.
Italian, okay, I will cook with. The ranch I will use like buffalo wings and stuff with. But occasionally we'll have a salad as well.
And then
the shelf life with salad dressing, you can keep it longer. Lettuce has to go weekly. We're just out this week.
Yeah, and you wash it all down with a 3-day-old shock top. I agree.
That's right.
Yeah, well, just half.
The representation, I dare say, is Joe America, blue collar, just like Brian Smith. Reliable to the core, Brian Smith is.
Make America Brian again.
Make America Brian again. Hey, Celebrity, What's in Your Fridge? Starring Brian Smith from WTVC News Channel 9. We will see you tomorrow morning on Good Morning Chattanooga. Thank you, Brian Smith.
Thanks a lot, guys. Okay. Now back to my cream.
Okay.